Where is it?
That's true. Let's begin. We are on Zion Rebbeis, about 6 lines from the bottom, the words Gufa. So we're going back to what Reb Chisda said on Amud Aleph, which was, Amar Reb Chisda, Na'at Kaneh B'Rishus HaYachid. So a guy, or there was a reed stuck in the Rishus HaYachid, right? V'Zarak V'Nachal Gavav. And someone threw something, I guess like threw his hat, from the Rishus HaRavim into the Rishus HaYachid, and it landed on this reed, on top of this reed. Afilu gavoa meya ama. Even if this reed is 100 amos high, meaning we mentioned before in the Rishus HaRabim, it's only up to Yud Tvachim. Rishus HaYachid, we're going to say that the Rishus HaYachid extends all the way up to the Shemayim. So even if I toss this hat from the Rishus HaRabim all the way into the Rishus HaYachid, up into the reed on top there, afilu gavoa meya ama chayav. Why? Even if Rishus HaYachid ola ad la rakia, because the Rishus HaYachid extends all the way up to the sky, up to the rakia, right? So the Gemara says, Lema, so Reb Chisda, a reed, the assumption is, and Rashi says, as I said earlier in Daf Dalet, that a reed is less than 4x4. There's no Dalet Fakim. So we had said previously that in order for it to be considered a Rishus, it had to have like a surface area of Dalet. So Lema, Reb Chisda, the Amakarebi, maybe Reb Chisda, who says that you don't need a Hanacha on a Makam that's 4x4 Tvachim, maybe he holds like Rebbe. We're going to try to ascribe a Shita of a Tanayim with Rav Chisda. This sign, you have the following brisa. Zarak, let's say you throw a chefetz, v'noch agabe ziz, hayot ziz, right? So you zarak on a ziz, which basically is sort of like some sort of branch or protrusion that comes out of a wall. So you're throwing it on a ziz, a branch that's coming out of the wall, kol shehu, it's a small little branch, right? Rebbe mechayev, Rabbi says that you're chayev, v'chachamim potrim. So basically what you did, I think is what you did, is that it was, The branch is in the Rishus HaRabim. I guess either way, you can be throwing it to Alam's in Rishus HaRabim, or you can be throwing it from Rishus HaYachid onto a branch that's in the Rishus HaRabim. Right? Rebbe is Mechayev, Lachamim Potrim. So skip the parentheses. And now we have a Girsa problem. Rashi has 2 ways. Let's just read the Gemara right now, and we'll explain in a moment. So Amar Abaye, Rishus HaYachid, Kulyam Lo Poliki Kidar Chizda. Elahacha, Be'ilan HaOmed, Rishus HaYachid, V'Nofo, Notel Rishus HaRabim, V'Zarak. Benacha Nofo, the Rebbe Sav Arminan Shadi Nofo Basari Koro, Rabbanan Savi Lo Arminan Shadi Nofo Basari Koro. So what's going on here? So according to the second Lashon of Rashi, which is the Lishna Achrina. So Rashi says, Lishna Achrina, look in the top Rashi on the third line, Lishna Achrina, Amar Abaye Bidrav Chizda, the Havi Rishus HaYachid, Afila Rabbanan Modu. No, don't say that Rav Chizda holds only according to Rebbe. And you see here from Outlook. So what happened in our case? We threw it onto the Ziv. The Ziv is this little branch. It's smaller than Dalet Dalet. Rebbe says you're Chayiv. The Chacham says you're Pater. So what we thought was, is Reb Chisda holds like Rebbe, because they both hold that you don't need a Dalet Dalet surface area in the Rishus HaYachid, I guess, in the Rishus HaYachid for it to be Chayiv. Right? The Ziv is protruding out into the Rishus HaYachid. So Abaye comes along and says, no. They all agree that, in the Rishus HaYachid, you don't need a Dalet al Dalet. The question of the Machlokes in Rebbe and the Chacham there has nothing to do with that Machlokes. It has to do with what you have over here, is that you have a tree that is sitting in one Rishus, and the branch is protruding into the other Rishus. So what's going on? So we saw this before. Do you go according to the roots or the stump of the tree, which is in the Rishus, which would be in the Rishus HaRabim, I guess, which would be in the Rishus HaYachid, and the protrusion into the Rishus HaRabim would therefore be, go back to the Rishus HaYachid, and therefore you'll be chayiv if you tossed it from Rishus HaRabim onto the branch, because the branch is going basar the karo. Or do you say no? The branch maintains its own Rishus, whatever Rishus that it's there. And in our case, it would be pater. So look at Rashi. Rashi again says, Lishna Achrina, Amar Rabaye, Bidarav Chizda, Dahavi, Rishus HaYachid, Rav Chizda, in Rishus HaYachid, Afil Rabban and Modu. Rabbanu would agree. In Rishus HaYachid, Rabbanu would agree that you don't need a Dalet al Dalet. The Chit Pligi Rabbani, the Machlokes between Rabbanu and Rebbe is Bishadi Nofo Basari Karuhu the Pligi. Sorry, it's about to restart. No, it's because that restart with the updates, and it'll shut down. We keep postponing it, so it never does it. So the machlokas is whether or not you throw shadi nofo basri kari, you throw the branches in the back to the stump, to the trunk, or not. Okay. Amar Abaye. Abaye says as follows. Zarak Kaveres. Kaveres is usually a beehive, but here it seems to be some sort of rounded basket. Okay, you just have to keep in mind one piece of important information, is that the Isser of carrying on, of Hotzah on Shabbos, is to carry a chefetz. Rashi makes it to carry an object, not to carry a reshus in its own right. If you toss something that has, is by definition large enough to be considered its own reshus, that is not the malacha on Shabbos, because that's not what they did in the Mishkan. The Mishkan Rashi brings that over here, and there's an issue to do with that also. Rashi talks about they used to throw needles back and forth. That's an object as opposed to an actual reshus. So we'll see, just keep that in mind. So Zara Kaveris, guy throws this sort of rounded basket, the reshus harabim. So I guess he's standing in from the reshus hayachid. He tosses this rounded basket into the reshus harabim. Givoa asara, it's 10 tefachim high. The eina rechava shisha, but its circumference is less than 6. The circumference is less than 6. You're chayev. Then you're chayev because we're saying that size is considered a reshus. Why? Because rechava shisha means that it's a circumference. And we said in order to be chayev for tossing it, you have to have an object has to be if it's less than 4x4. In order to become its own reshus, we had to be 4x4. So now we have a circumference here. The circumference is less than 6. So how do you figure out what circumference? You're putting a square peg into a round hole. Exactly what you're doing here. You have to figure out what size circumference holds a 4x4 item. So it's basically what you do is you're putting a square, 4x4 square, into a circle. So how do you figure out? You have to figure out what the diameter is. What the diameter is. The diameter is basically a squared times plus b squared equals c squared, right? So what you have, we had 4x4. So 4x4, so it's 4 squared, right? 4 squared times 4 squared equals 32, because that's 16 plus 16 equals 32. The square root of 32 is 5 and 3/5. So approximately 5 and 3/5 circumference of a circle will hold a 4x4 item. So anything smaller than that will be a chepetz. Anything larger than that will be considered its own reshus, again, if it's 10 tefachim high. So if it's 10 tefachim high, the ein rechava shisha, and not 6 tefachim, that doesn't have 6 tefachim, or approximately, Talmudic rounding, 5 3/5 is essentially what it is. 5 3/5 circumference, then you're chayef, because you're throwing a chayfetz. But Rechav HaShisha, once you get to that circumference of, to the circumference where it's 5 3/5, right? Where it's 5 3/5, then you'll be putter, because you are now throwing a Rishus. You're throwing an actual Rishus. Rashi says, Rechav HaVav putter, the Have Rishus La'atzma, it's its own Rishus, it's its own domain. Anan mi Mishkan Gamrinan, and we learn it from the Mishkan Shahayu Zokritin that they would throw Machteyan the Malachton Zelaze. They would throw the needles to each other from one to the other. The Lohayu Zokim Rishuyos, and they wouldn't throw Rishuyos. Only problem here is that the Gideon Hashas points out is that that's the Havamin over there in the Gemara. The Gideon Hashas, Rikiva points out is he says Ayin Lekamon in the Tzadivav. The Lamaskana Amrina and the Lomatin Shayzorki Machin. That the Maskana didn't throw the needles. You have to work on that Rashi over there. But the point being is that, what? What do you mean? Wasn't the board? Oh, so maybe that's a good point. I don't know. It was a lot bigger than the
board, isn't it? No. Not the boards from the
Mishkan?
They were huge. They were long.
Okay, but the idea still is that you can't, if you're throwing a reshus, that's not what they did in the Mishkan. So Rava says afilu ein rechava shisha pater, even if it is not six, even if it's not the circumference is not six, but it's not six tefachim, the 5 3, but it's pater. He says it's pater. My taima, what's the reason? He says e efshar likrumios. So what you have here, remember we have this rounded basket that's 10 tefachim high. Remember those, but in those days when they made the basket, it was 10 tefachim high, we were worried about the circumference. In those days when you made a basket, you had these sort of, I guess, they weren't perfect, but you had these, I don't know, strings sort of from the basket, the wicker from the basket sort of sticking out. Right? So it's sticking on top. So what would happen? So the krumius, these things that are sticking out, they're definitely going to go above 10 tefachim. And then what happens? So you toss it into the reshus harabim. What happens when it lands? So when it lands, the chromios, those extra reeds, are above the 10 tefachim. And we know that Rishus HaRabim is only how high? 10 Tvachim. So when it lands, you're part of this basket above 10 Tvachim outside of the Rishus HaRabim. So part of the basket is outside the Rishus HaRabim. The entire basket is considered outside the Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you would be put there. Avaya doesn't disagree. What? Yeah. Because in order to be chayav, the entire object has to be in the Rishus HaRabim. Avaya doesn't disagree with that. He's just going to hold that these kruyos, that these, you know, I don't know how he defines it, but these sort of strings or stuff that's on top are not chashim enough to be considered part of the basket in order to be considered above the 10 tvachim. Like Rashi says, Efshar, in the last short line, Hovel v'gvoa yud, since the thing is 10 tvachim high, shloye bakromius min hashesi, and it's from the weaving, shegvoa mechavreim shel erav, but olam l'malim miyud, shu avi makam p'tur. Above yud tvachim is a makam p'tur. And therefore, v'keva delonicha kul b'shus harabim, very important, since the entire object is not resting in b'shus harabim, lo have hanacha li'achi yuve, it would not be considered a hanacha to be mechayev, because it has to be all in the b'shus harabim. Okay, next, you take this wicker basket and you toss it face down, with the opening down. Okay, that's what you do, you open the opening down. Two things to keep in mind here, Rashi points out one, the Ripa points out the other, with the concept of lavud, sort of in Yonah Yoma, concept of lavud, which means that once something is within three tvachim of the ground, we view it as it's already hitting the ground. And this is the hard part of the Gemara. We view it within three tvachim of the ground. The other thing is good, which means that the walls shoot down. Gudasa, good. They shoot down. Okay. So kifa apia, you tossed the basket, which we said again was 10 tvachim, right, with a little stuck coming out. You toss it face down. So now the opening is falling down. Okay? Shiva umashahu chayav. If this basket is 7 tvachim plus, it's a little more than 7 tvachim, then you're chayav. Shiva tvachim, shiva umechsa, not just 7.5. If it's more than shiva and umashahu, you are going to be putter. Why? To figure it out. Because once you get to the 7 tvachim, once you get to 3 tvachim, now you shoot down the walls. And said, and you freeze it right there. Once you get to 3 tvachim up from the karka, you freeze it right there because you have the good. So you shoot down the walls. Okay? And it only applies when the basket is flipped over, because when the basket is from right side up, those aren't walls. It's just the basket. When it flipped down, you have the walls and the roof. It's assuming that it's a wall. We'll see in a minute that someone argues on that. So the basket gets within 3 tvachim of the ground. You shoot down the walls. Freeze it right there. Where are you? So if you're 7 tvachim umashahu, then when it lands right there and you do the good, it's going to only be 10 tvachim. You're going to be chayiv. If it's more than 7 umashahu, when you freeze it, when it hits that 3 tvachim area, but for good, it's above your tvachim. And you freeze it right there, which is interesting. You freeze it right there, and when you shoot down the walls, you're above the yotvachim. You're part of the item in the makom p'tur, and then you're potter. So as Rashi says, Zayin umashu. So right. So kafal pia v'zarka einena rechava vavkai. Rashi points out that it's not 6 tvachim wide. It's a smaller basket. Zayin umashu chayev. Im gevoa zayin umashu or dain chayev. The kosh came to kusim. Even if it's less, elafil gevoa zayin umashu. Even if it's 7 tvachim and something, the ikla meimar. Since its walls are going down, the kind of malchum moshi b'sinai the armin lavud akati kulo nicham shus harabim. Because you why dechi mata pachlas megimel samach lekarka, when it gets to a little bit less than gimel as it hits the ground, the amar bahen lavud, and then you have lavud, so you freeze it right there. It's hitting the ground. Bahave hanacha akati kulo ba'av shus harabim meikvachayev. At that point, it's still all of it still in the shus harabim, but if it's longer. Then when you freeze it right after it hits 3 tvachim, then you freeze it right there, and the rest of the basket, part of the basket, is in the makom p'tur above your tvachim, and therefore you put there.
I don't understand your case. You have an object like this.
Tossing it this way down.
Right, you mouth down.
Right.
So where are you freezing it? If it lands like this.
You're freezing it 3 tvachim before it lands.
Before it lands.
Yeah.
And the object is, okay, so you're freezing it.
So basically raise the Rishus HaRabim 3 tvachim up. So now when you raise this person around,
any object that's over 7 is going to be 10.
If it is walls. Because you only do the concept of lavud if you view these things as walls. There's no such thing as lavud.
The sides of the basket are walls.
Yeah. Right, because you turned it upside down because it's walls.
It's above to a stick.
as opposed to a stick. Because, but if it's right side up, they're not
so
walls.
You're going to say that the principle of the Lovat applies while it's in the ear.
Yes.
It shoots down.
It shoots down. When it hits the three tuach, and magically at three tuach, and Lachamoshi Mishinai, it says lip, it's all the way down.
Okay, but don't you need a hanacha?
That's the hanacha, three tuach.
In the ear.
That's the concept of Lovat. Lovat extends it. You have that with sukkah all the time. You extend the walls. You know, luckily extend the walls. That's the halacha of Lovat. Okay, what's it?
Why is seven and mashu, why is that considered still chayav?
What do you mean?
It's a guy over the Tamar. So it should be putter.
Yeah, it should be exactly seven.
It should be exactly seven.
No, because I think
that... One says shiva ma.
Yeah, I know, I hear you. So you think it should be seven exactly?
Yeah, because otherwise there's a little bit of
another. He says, Im gavo is shevu mashu dayin chayav, but kosher came p'chusa mikan. El afilu gavo is shevu mashu, why? The ikulim emar hol umichitoso lemata. The kaima alach moshe sinu daminu lavud. Akati kula nicha v'roshus rab. The chimata pachos megimel samach lekarkei. I guess you have to get a little bit under the gimel. You have to get that mashu under the gimel. Rashi says. I don't know. I'm not sure why. Rav Ashi says no. Rav Ashi says amar afilu shiva umechzachayev. Shiva umechzachayev does not mean seven and a half. It means more than shiva mashu. Because even more than shiva mashu, you would still be chayev. Why? Mechitzos letochan asios. These aren't walls. You just turn the basket upside down. These mechitzos are done to hold the contents inside. It's not a wall. It's, I don't know how I don't know what English word to say. But they're for holding the content inside. You can't view these as a wall. And if you don't view them as a wall, then there's no concept of lovehood. So there's no concept of lovehood.
How do you define a wall?
What?
It's not a wall.
Well, this, whatever it is, this is not a wall.
It's not meant to separate, it's meant to hold.
Right, this is meant to hold. It's not meant to separate one thing from another thing. So you don't have the magic of lovud. So you don't have the magic of lovud. You don't have hanacha until you actually hit the ground. Yeah, until you actually hit the ground, it'd have to be more than 10 tefachim in order to be punter.
No,
definitely hold of lovud. You only hold of lovud if it's a wall. We're not defining these things as walls because these are meant to hold. It's a basket. It's the whole content inside. Rav Asher Amar filu shivu mechzachayev my taima mechitzos lisochan asuyos. Okay. Right, Rashi says, "Lesochan osuyos laniach behen dvasha." Just to hold some sort of honey.
But if you did throw a box, let's say, and it would be something that had walls,
If you took whatever it is, this case is not considered. He says this case is not going to have a loved application, which is not viewing these sides as walls. Right, he says, "Lesochan osuyos laniach behen dvasha below the kofon klapi mata v'hilkak ein kantoris loved." They're not viewed as walls. There's no loved. Okay, there is, everyone holds a club, but he's just insane, not in this case. Okay, now, Amar Ula. Amud Tisha Perishus Arabim. You have some sort of peg or some sort of stake that's in the ground that's 9 tvachim high. Okay? It's in the Rishus Arabim. So therefore, those who walk in the Rishus Arabim, it's the perfect height to lean on. Right? Mikatvin Alav. They kind of lean on it and they put their stuff on it. It's the perfect height to adjust things with. People in the Rishus Arabim use this. This is the perfect height. The Zarak, and you either throw a chafetz, so now you throw a chafetz, Dalet Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. I'm standing at point A, I throw it Dalet Amos, and it lands on top of the stake. So is that considered Rosh Hashanah? If it is the Rosh Hashanah, if it's part, considered Rosh Hashanah, I threw Dalet Amos in the Rosh Hashanah. If it's not considered part of Rosh Hashanah, it's a Makom Patur, I haven't thrown, I had no Hanach in the Rosh Hashanah. Or the other cases, I'm standing Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and I toss it into the Rosh Hashanah, and it lands on this thing. If we view it as a Rishus Harabim, so I transfer from one Rishus to another Rishus. If it's not considered a Rishus Harabim, then I didn't. And I don't, and I'm, again, the Rabbanan, we're not talking about the Rabbanan right now, just talking about the Araisa. So, the Gemara says, V'zarak v'nachal gabav yechayev. It's chayev, because we view it as if it even landed on the karka of the Rishus Harabim, because it is a Rishus Harabim. My time, well, what's the reason? Pachos mishlosha, less than 3 tvachim, midras darsi le'rabim. If you have like a spoke sticking out of the karka 3 tvachim, everyone tramples on it, they walk on it, no one's concerned about it, and therefore it's butl and it's part of the Rishus Harabim. That's clearly Rishus Harabim, right? Midras Darsile Rabim. Mishlosha v'atisha, from 3 to 9, lo midras Darsile, no one walks on it, they sort of walk around it, but the lo katufi mekatvi, but they don't lean on it, they don't use it, it's not a good enough height to be leaned on. And therefore, it's not a makom that's used by the Rabim, and therefore it's not considered a part of the Rishus, it's not considered a part of the Rishus Rabim. However, if it would be 4x4, then it would be a Karmelis. And if it's less than 4x4, it would be a makom patur. But that's not here. But Tisha Vadai Mikatfin Alai Ilav Ave. But if it's nine Tvachim high, people use it.
That doesn't make sense.
What do you mean?
The middle case makes sense. Because no one uses it, why should it be considered part of
it? It has,
it's within its domain.
But no, but it's the size of its own rishus. It's not a rishus arabim.
It's a stake.
What? It's a stake. It's a big. It's like a platform. It's a something. It's something that's used to lean and put the things on.
Why did they mention that?
What? It said it. It's an amud rishus arabim. And the katfin alav. People use it to rest their things on. If they don't use it to rest their things on, like a Rashi. If they don't use it to rest their things on, Rashi says b'katfin alayu the cave in the tzarich l'rabim. Since it's used by the rabim, rishus arabim who. Bein Rachel, Bein Katzer. No matter what that's the rule he's establishing. If it's in, sitting in the Rosh Hashanah, it's this obstacle in Rosh Hashanah, it's being used by the Rabbin, then it's the Rosh Hashanah. If it's just an obstacle, then it gets its own status, its own Rosh Hashanah, and it's not considered part of the Rosh Hashanah. If it's lower than that, the people just walk on anyway, if it's not there.
Well, when someone throws something on it, is some of it going to be higher than 10
Tvachim? Well, if someone puts something on it, is it going to be higher than 10 Tvachim? It's not. Then it's not. Maybe they put something that's not that's not one type of plus on it.
Didn't we
get
before something that was?
What do you have to say?
First of all, it doesn't have to go to 10 Tvachim, but wouldn't the measure of the 10 Tvachim start from the top of that Amud?
Right, because that becomes the Rishus Arabim. That's its own Rishus. So then you have 11 Tvachim, right. Then you probably have 11 Tvachim up.
How wide is this Amud? It's not, we don't know.
No, we don't care. We don't seem to care.
Why would it be?
Because that's what Rashi's saying. Bein Rachel, Bein Katzer, because it's cave of the Tzarech, that's the Chiddush that he's saying. Look at Rashi, Mekatfi Olayu. It's like, I don't know.
Yeah, but
I know Rashi takes consideration. He's saying that here is once, we don't need to, Rashi's saying we're not concerned about the width anymore, because it's Tzarech, Rishus Arabim, that also creates it in Rishus Arabim, right? The Rashi asked the question. Right, the Rashi says, doesn't matter. So the Rashi says, you know what? It's similar to a yad. Right, similar to a yad. You don't have to have dalal there, but it's the same concept that you have by a yad you have here. Once it becomes tzarech rishus arabim, you don't need dalal. It's a big chiddush. It's considered a makom chashuv in and of itself. Dalal by dalal just creates a makom chashuv. This, since all the rabbim use it to place things down, the Rashi says that is going to be considered a makom chashuv. It's roy to tashmisho, and that's why, and therefore, it's going to be. If it's going to be a rishus by itself, the Ravid argues. The Ravid in that Rashba says that no, it has to be. We're talking about a case where it's dalal on dalal. It have to have that surface area in order for it to be the rishus arabim. But in the Chanan, the Rishonim talk about that. Okay. Now the question comes about now is about guma mai. What if you have a ditch in the rishus arabim that's 9 tvachim deep? Now when it comes to rishus yachid, we all agree that the same. 10 tefachim high, 10 tefachim down. That's the rishus ha'yachid. But what about in rishus ha'ravim? Amalei abayla of Yosef guma mai. What do you mean? So you have a guma. Rashi points out guma amuka tes. It's 9 tefachim deep. Mai. Gavri rishus ha'yachid the asara tanya la'el amuka kivoa. A ditch is the same thing as a tell, as a height. But hacha mai mi amrin manchi be bnei rishus ha'ravim chafatzim she biyadam. Do we say that the bnei people who walk in rishus ha'ravim that they put chafatzim into this 9 tefach deep ditch, and therefore it has use for the rishus harabim, and therefore it maintains a status of rishus harabim. Ad haharjeva also derech sham shakalei v'nim such as rishus harabim yochum rishus harabim. Or do we say no, that it's very difficult to bend down 9 tefachim, and that type of usage is not considered sarkei rabim, and it's not going to be a rishus harabim. So Amrlei Rav Yosef says back to Abaye v'chein beguma. The same din applies to a guma, and if this ditch is 9 tefachim deep, it is still going to be considered the rishus harabim, because people, when they're walking along the way, and they are, and they're carrying something, or they have to go to the bathroom, they put something in the ditch, more than 9 tefachim, less than 9 tefachim deep, they won't use, because people will see it, or it will be trampled on. More than 9 tefachim is too deep, but 9 tefachim they'll use to hide their wares. But Rav Amar no, beguma lo. A guma this deep is not considered a rishus harabim, my time, why not? Tashmish aide tchak lo shmei tashmish. Because in a chanan, people may do use it, but it's very difficult to use it. Sometimes it's 9 tvachim to lean on high is very easy. To bend down and then to lean in another 9 tvachim, that's not normal usage. And if it's not the normal usage, that's not going to be considered sarkei rabim, and therefore will not maintain the status of rishus harabim. Right? Rashi says, hilkach lav tzorach rabim hu ela karmelis hu. It must be, it's a karmelis. For a Carmelist, I guess it has to be 4x4 also, if that's the case.
According to Yosef, the case of Amud, also if it was 10 Tvachim, you would be Pater?
If it's too high. It wouldn't be its own Rosh Hashanah. So, it would be an obstacle. And therefore, it's a Makom Patur. It's too high, and the Rabbim don't use it.
So if it's less than 9 Tfachim, you're Patur. And if it's more than 10 Tfachim, you're Patur.
I would say more than 9 Tfachim. I think only 9 Tfachim you're chayav. Because that's the normal size of a person.
The normal size of a person?
I think so. The normal size that a person would use, a person would use this thing to adjust. That seems to be the Metzias that they're talking about. He doesn't mention above 9, but that seems to be, 9 Tfachim. Rashi says 9 Tfachim is dafka nakat, the chazi l'tchukim, the enu logavo v'lo namach. It's not more, it's not less. It's dafka 9 Tfachim. Right, Rashi says that in the Maskel Tisha. Okay. So now they're going to ask on Rava. Rava says that Tashmish Ayadei Atchak, using something in a difficult way, is not considered a Tashmish, and therefore it's not Rosh Hashanah. So we're going to ask two questions on Rava. Now the Gemara gets hard. Okay, so Esmei Rav Ada Bar Masna LaRava. He asks as follows. Haisa Kupaso Munachos Rosh Hashanah. Guy has a box sitting in the Rosh Hashanah. Givoa Asara V'Rachva Arba. It's 10 tefachim high and it's 4x4. So now that's what? It's its own reshus. So therefore, in reshus harabim, you have this own box is now reshus hayachid. So therefore, what? A metaltun lo mitochel reshus harabim. You can't take out from the box into the reshus harabim. Below reshus harabim tochel, you can't place anything that you're holding in the reshus harabim. You can't place it in the box because now you're putting it from one reshus to another reshus. If you have to be holding something, just put it down on the side of the box. You can't put it in the box. But pachas mikain, if it's any less than this 10 tefachim high or 4x4, then metalflim. Then you can, because it's not considered its own rishos. But nevertheless, you're putting something in that is 10 tefachim. You're going putting it all the way down, and then the Gemara Mishnah Brisa says the chayim beguma, and so too by guma. Well, what does the chayim beguma go on? There are two statements in this Mishnah, in this Brisa. So the Gemara says my, what does it says the chayim beguma lava seifa. That's probably going on the sefer. That makes sense because we finish the statement and then we say the chayim beguma. Therefore, what? That just like the sefer said, if the kupa, right, if the kupa is less than 10 tefachim, right, if it's less than 10 tefachim, you can put in. It's a reshus harabim. So it's just like the kupa that is less than 10 tefachim, it's mutar chachila to put in and take out from there. So too the din by guma, less than 10 tefachim, but obviously more than. But it has to be 9. So 2 by guma, you can put in and take out. Why? Because it's a sarabim. Just like by the kupa, you can put in and take out by that size. By the guma, you can put in and take out by that size. So 2 by the guma, therefore you're talking about a guma that's 9 tefachim. The rabbim used a little bit. And you see from this brisa, not like rabba, that this tashmish, like they had tchak, is considered a tashmish, and therefore it's a sarabim. So the Gemara says, no. Lo, rabba answers, lo, aresha. The b'chein beguma is going on the resha. What does that mean? Rashi says, lo, aresha. Agavoa yud v'rochav dalid to have a reshus harabim katani v'chein guma. They say that becomes a reshus hayachid katani v'chein guma. That if a guma is 4x10, then it has its own din as a reshus hayachid. But if it's any less, he would say that maybe you can't be metalta from that. It has a din of a karmelis or some other din. It's no raya that tashmish a day at chak is considered a tashmish because it's not talking about that type of tashmish. It's going on the resha where the resha says that it gets its own reshus, where it's 10 tefachim, and it's bigger. The chayim beguma, if it's that big, it gets its own reshus. It's not talking about any tashmish like Dei Tchak. Okay. Now we have another question on Rava, and it has to come from the concept of Eruv Tchumim. Again, you're not allowed to go out on Shabbos Chutz L'Tchum, which is 2,000 amos. So you have a central point, and essentially you have a circumference of 2,000 amos all around, outside of the city, where you can walk. If you want to go further than that, so in Erev Shabbos, you put down a meal of two meals at the end of, let's say you want to just go one direction.
So it's not 2,000 from the outskirts?
From the outskirts.
Oh, it's not from the central point.
Well, you have 2,000 amos to go in any direction from that.
It doesn't start counting from the middle of the city.
No, it's from the outskirts. So if you're going back this way into the city, you don't have a problem. But let's just say you from the outside of the city, you have 2,000 amos this way. The outside city, you have 2,000 amos this way. The outside city, 2,000. So you have 2,000 amos around
from the border.
Right. But let's say you want to go beyond the 2,000 amos. You can essentially take 2,000 amos from here and throw it over there and put it all on the other side if you make it Eir Tchumim, which is that you have two meals at the end of 2,000 amos, and now you can go an additional 2,000 amos that way. Now you can't go any 2,000 amos the other way. You basically put it over there. right? They always get the story that there's a Yarchi Kala and they want to go to hear the Shir and they're too far, so they put the Eruv Tchum over there. So that's considered as if that point is where your Shvisa is. That point is where you're resting on Shabbos, where you put the food. Now, even though you're resting in the city, we view that as your place because you have the food. That's the Eruv Tchumim. Now you have to have the ability to eat that Eruv. Meaning if you put it somewhere out there and you put it in a Rishus HaRabim, or if you put it in some place where by taking it out you are going to violate Shabbos, you have a problem. That's not considered a good Eruv. You have to have the ability to eat the Eruv. Right? You have to be able to eat it. So if you had Kavana to put the Shvisa in one place and the Muslim is over there and you can't, you had your Kavana this is your point, your Shvisa. But your food is over here, you have to be able to bring the food from here to here. If the food here is in Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and you put your place in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, well, you can't bring your food out there. That's not a valid Erev. So, okay. So, Esvei. Again, Rav Ada is now going to ask on Rava. Rava who holds that Tashmish Ayidei Adchak by the Guma was not considered a Tashmish, and therefore did not get the status of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. So, let's say, this Kavin Lishbos be Rosh Hashanah Rabim, you had a Kavana that your Makam of Shvisa for the purpose of Erev Tchumim is in Rosh Hashanah Rabim, the Heiniach Eruvo Bibor. And you put the Eruv in a pit. That's right there. You put it down in a pit. Let's just read the Braisa. L'mal me'sar tvachim Eruv Eruv. If it's above 10 tvachim, it's a valid Eruv. L'mata me'sar tvachim in Eruvo Eruv. If it's lower than 10 tvachim, it's not a good Eruv. So what's going on? So hey chidami, what's the case? So ilim b'bor de isbei asara. If you're talking about a pit that has 10 tvachim, what does it mean ulamala? Ulamala de dalei v'osvei and lamata de tasai v'osvei. And Lamala means that he put the Eruv at the top of the boar, right? And Lamata, he put it, the Tate Vosvei, he put it at the bottom of the boar. Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata. Hu b'makom echad, ve'eruv b'makom acharu. It doesn't matter where in the 10 fucking pit you put the Eruv. If it's a 10 fucking pit, then it's its own Rishus. So you're in the Rishus HaRabim. You put the Eruv in this pit that's 10 fucking deep, and that's Rishus HaYachid. So I don't care if it's hanging and it's only 5 tefachim deep. It's still in a Rishus HaRabim, it's Rishus HaYachid. I can't take it out from that pit and use it. So it's not a valid Eruv. So that's not what it means. El Olav, it must be, right, El Olav, Bibor de Lesbei Asara. It's talking about a case where the pit is not 10 tefachim. It's less than 10 tefachim. Vekatani Eruvo Eruv. And nevertheless, if it's less than 10 tefachim, so then you say Eruvo. What does that mean? Alma Tashmish Aydeya Tchak Shmei Tashmish. So he's going back, right? So he's Lamala Me'asara Tvachim means that he put it in a pit that is less than 10 Tvachim deep. So
it's
just.
You can't use it as a Makam for there.
Because my Makam Shvisa was in Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The food is now in Rosh Hashanah Yachid. I can't pull it out from Rosh Hashanah Yachid into Rosh Hashanah Rabim, because by doing that I violate the Isser of Hotzah, and therefore it's not a valid Eruv.
Why can't he go into the and eat it there?
What? Why can't he go into the pit and eat it there? And maybe he can, but I guess if he's...
One is having a set place that you have in residence.
Right, but so here he's saying that he set the residence in one... No, because his kavana, you have to eat it in the place where you set the... If he set his residence in the pit, that may be fine. He set his residence outside, but he didn't do that. He set his residence outside the pit, and he put the food inside the pit. He can't bring the food outside and he can't eat it in the residence. He can't bring it. In Echanami, if he would have made his residence in the board, then maybe it'd be fine.
That's partial. You're doing it wrong.
It's only partial because now we know it.
You're learning the fact. Well, no, he didn't put it in the same.
You're allowed to put it in one.
You're
allowed to put.
He made a mistake, and we're learning from his mistake that we shouldn't do that.
I would say if I make my shvisa in this part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim and the food is in this part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, less than the alamas away from each other, I can move it to where I have my shvisa and it's fine.
But
here
he
I can't.
He put it in a different
rishus. He mistakenly put it in a different rishus.
Right.
Okay, that's what we're saying so far. So the halacha is that that's not a valid eruv. Now we're going to try to learn something.
Why would you think it'd be a valid eruv? That's what? You learn. Why would you think you're making like a chiddush? Why would you think that it would be good?
Because maybe you can go in and eat it.
Pull it back? We know
no, maybe you can go in and eat it there.
That's
Maybe you could. Maybe it's still a valid error. Who says just because I do one thing wrong, it the other thing doesn't work? So I pulled it out. I violated Hotzav, but my ear was still good. Comes to Gemara says it's not the case. In order for it to be a valid, but the Gemara is saying that if you're chayiv for Raisa saying the chiddush is if you're chayiv for carrying, that means that's not considered a valid error. The only way it's considered a valid error is that you can eat the ear without violating any issur. That's all. That's pretty poshut. Look, this is the hard part. The katani eruv eruv. So what we have here is we have a pit that is less than 10 tvachim, and you said eruv eruv. Why is eruv eruv? Alma tashu deyadchak shmeitashmer. So you're saying, assuming it's 9 tvachim, and you go down to pull it out, and you say it's a valid eruv. How can it be a valid eruv? It can only be a valid eruv if that pit is considered rishos harabim. If that pit is considered rishos harabim, I can take it from that rishos harabim and pull it up to me. They can pull it up to me. So therefore you see that 9 tvachim is rishos harabim against Rava, who said 9 tvachim is not rishos harabim. They all ask, I take it out from the Eruv, from that pit, and I bring it to myself. So if I now walk with a dalet amos, I have a problem. But I'm definitely moving it less than dalet amos. So isn't that a violation? Like there's only a, so it says no, that the Rashba says that here is a raya, that even the iser of tiltul dal amos was a rabim, it's only dal amos. Any less is mutter. Not that it's usser, and there's no chiyuv, it's totally mutter, which is it goes against the raibin. And then they ask, oh, isn't there a kaki b'chatshi shir? But we don't say chatshi shir here, because it's chatshi malacha, not chatshi shir. Okay, so al matash neid chatshi. This boar is used for rishus harabim, dinok rishus harabim, because if tashmish aydeid chak was not a tashmish, then this wouldn't be a rishus harabim. It really wouldn't be a rishus yachid either. It would probably be a karmelis. But even less, maybe the rabbanan, it would be usher to be motzi from that boar into the rishus harabim, and therefore you would have a problem with your eruv. So Rava gives two answers. Zimne mishanale hu ve'eruvo be'karmelis, and am I karmel rishus harabim l'pish enosh yachid. He says sometimes I answer the brisa. The brisa when it says it says hu ve'eruvo be'karmelis. When it says nekavim lishpos rishus harabim, it doesn't mean rishus harabim. It means in a karmelis. Right? He was in a bikkur or something like that. It's in a karmelis. Why do I call it rishus harabim? I call it rishus harabim in contradistinction that it's not a rishus yachid. But really, it's a karmelis. So therefore, what I can say as follows: that 9 tvachim deep ditch, it's not a rishus harabim. It's a karmelis, and I can move from one karmelis to another karmelis, and therefore I don't have a problem. I don't have a problem with the eruv. I might call it rishus harabim. We should ain't no rishus hayachid. Rashi says, "Well, who of a eruv karmelis? He goes try a board zed bebika, then his kavin lishbos al svaso or bor nami came to amag yud karmelis. So it's one karmelis to another karmelis, and am I correlating his kavin lishbos rishus harabim? We should answer the yachid. The ilu hayu have bor bechatzer if you amag yud eruv by eruv. This is just a karmelis from one to the other. That's one answer he gave. Second answer he gave is a little more fundamental. He says, "V'zimnin mishani le who rishus harabim the eruv be karmelis." No, the case is as follows. You're right, Einachanami. I set my makom shvisa in rishus harabim, and I put the eruv in this boar. My thing is that this boar is a karmelis. I have a midrash rabbanon. You can't move from the karmelis to rishus harabim on Shabbos, so it should be no good. He says no, because when do we say when does the status of the eruv take hold? The status of the eruv takes hold when bein hashmashos, and he's going to hold like Rebbe, who says that shvusim the rabbanons don't apply ben hashmashos. So at ben hashmashos, again, big on this, freeze the frame at ben hashmashos. What do we have? We have the eruv and the karmelis, my makom shvisa rishus harabim. At that moment in time, there's no derabbanans, so a mutter to take from the karmelis into the rishus harabim. And therefore, it's a valid eruv. Read inside. Zimne mishani lehu rishus harabim, the eruv of the karmelis. And it goes according to Shita Rabbi.
Because at one time before Shabbos,
that's when we set. That's when we set the clock. Correct. That's when the eruv set. That's the time you need the eruv to be valid. The eruv, because theoretically, let's say I have the eruv set on ben hashmashos. Comes 10:30 at night, some jackals come and eat it. Still valid as long as the eruv was there ben hashmashos. So freeze the frame of ben hashmashos. At Bein HaShmashos, it's a valid Erev, because I'm allowed to move from the Karmelis to Rishus HaRabim, in accordance with Rebbe, the Amar Kol Davar Shehu Mishum Shvus. Anything that is from a Shvus, Lo Gazru Allah Bein HaShmashos, there's no Gzeira Bein HaShmashos. The question is that really true? For those of us with Avin Nusach Ashkenaz, every Friday night we say Ba Madlikin, Ba Me'e Madlikin, and we say Shafik Hashecha, Shafik Ein Hashecha, we don't do this, we don't do that. Those are all the Rabbanans.
Right, but that just says you don't do it, doesn't mean...
No, it's Asr. No, it just says Asr the Rabbanan. The Mishnah will say in Baba Madlikin, will say these things are Asr the Rabbanan. So you have these Isuri the Rabbanan that are taking hold, Ben Hashmashos. So what are you telling me? That there's a Shvus. There's no Shvus, Ben Hashmashos. There are Shvus in Ben Hashmashos. Right, that's the Ritva's question. Not my question. That's the Ritva question.
That's another example of something Drabbanan, that's if it's by Benish Mashas Drabbanan, that it's more.
So in Bumlik, we say we can't, you can master the Mai, taking off Mai, sir, on certain things. Sorry?
You have a guy like,
you
can't
master Mai, you can't master Drabbanan. Aim Asr, Sapik Hashecha, Sapik Hashecha, Aim
Asr, Vadai.
Right? So what's the rest of the Mishnah? I don't think so. According to Ritva, they're not. If Shechter has a difference, I don't have to work it out. He has a difference between Malachas the Rabbanans and Gzeiros the Rabbanan. So Malachas, if Gzeir the Rabbanan, that applies all the time. But a Malacha the Rabbanan would only apply. Sometimes the Rabbanan make a Gzeir, don't do this, Shema Yavo to this. So that's a Gzeir. It itself is not a Malacha. But sometimes you have a Malacha the Rabbanan. Taking something from a Carmelist to a Rosh Hasharabim, that's not a gezeira, it's a malacha. They've extended the malacha to apply to the Carmelist. So maybe there's a distinction over there. I'm not sure. I thought the Ritva had a good question, but I have to figure out what the cases are that the Ritva brings down. Yeah. Okay. Now Rubber continues. So therefore, Rubber proves from here that it's not talking about, not making this pit into Rosh Hasharabim. Why? Because Tashmish Adei Tchak is like a Tashmish, and therefore it's not considered just a Rabbin. And then Rava continues. And don't say that I'm just pushing you off with these answers. I have arrived for myself also. I can tell you Dafka. This not. Because we have the following Mishnah on Daf Kufam and Beis. Imhayo Rokok Mayim. You have a puddle of water, right? And people walk through it. Everyone walks through it. Hazorik l'socho arba amos chayev. If I throw something in Rosh Hasharabim, dalet amos, and it lands in that puddle, I'm chayev. Because ever since everyone's walking right through it, that's considered Rosh Hasharabim. The kamahu rekak mayim, and how much is the rekak mayim that could be Rosh Hasharabim? Pachos me'asar tvachim. It has to be less than 10 tvachim deep, I guess. But if it's 10 tvachim, deep, that's considered a karmelos. Then the Mishnah repeats itself again. Urekak mayim shem Rosh Hasharabim aleches bo hazorik l'socho arba amos chayev. Same thing. So why they repeat it? So the Gemara says, Bishma, Rakak, Rakak, Trey Zimni. I understand when they say Rakak, Rakak two times. Why? One's talking about a puddle which is in the summer months. One's talking about a puddle in the winter months. Utsrich, I need to mention both. The E, Ashmi Inon, had I just mentioned, be Yomosachama in the summer months, that be the Inchi, the Kuri, Nashayu, people may walk through the puddle there to cool off. That's why it has a status of Rosh Hasharabim. Avabi Yomosa Geshamim, Eimolo, it would be Rosh Hasharabim. But Iashmi Inabi Yomosa Geshamim, and if I said in Rosh Hasharabim, Agad Mitanef Mikare Vinachis, that people walk through it there in the winter months because they're dirty anyway, so who cares if I walk through the puddle? Avabi Yomosa Chama, people will typically avoid it. Eimolo, that may be low, so therefore Tzricha would teach me that puddles, whether it's in the summer months or the winter months, are considered Rosh Hasharabim if they're less than 10 tefachim deep. Ela Hiluch Trey Zimni Lamli. Why do I need the Hiluch Trey times? The Mishnah didn't have to say halach halach twice, right? It says im hayir halechas bo, then it says just a rabbin malechas bo. You just have to say the Rosh Hasharabim. You could just say the puddle twice. You have to mention the people walk through. Once I said people walk through in the Reisha, I know people walking through in the Sefer. So ela hiluch trei zimni lameli el lashma mina that hiluch ayde etchak shme hiluch, but tashmish ayde etchak lo shme tashmish shma mina. It's emphasizing the fact that hiluch, walking through something with difficulty, is considered tashmish or Rosh Hasharabim. It's still considered Rosh Hasharabim, but using something like tashmish ayde etchak, but using it like the guma, that's not considered tashmish shma mina. From here, Mishnah Rava proves, I don't know how, Rava proves that tashmish ayde etchak is not considered tashmish, and therefore that guma does not have the status of Rosh Hasharabim. Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda comes and says, Hai zirza dekane. You have this bundle of reeds, this very big, heavy bundle of reeds. Rama vizakve, rama zakve, lo mechaya ad akale. In order to move it, you're kind of rolling it. You're flipping it over and you're rolling it. So basically it is, you're not chayev until you lift up the whole thing and move it dalet amos. Because every time you flip it over and move it dalet amos, the one part is still in the same position where it was beforehand. You flip something over here. I flipped it over like this. So yeah, it moved dalet amos, but this portion over here is still in the original place. So it never moved. The whole thing didn't move. The only time you chayev move something dalal amos for sarabim is if you move the whole thing. Either I drag the whole thing or I pick it up and move it dalal amos. But if I flip it over like this, then this front part of the book hasn't, or the bundle hasn't moved, and therefore there is no dalal amos movement.
No, that could have dragging you chayev.
But dragging you would be chayev.
Right, but rolling not.
Rolling not again, because if I roll it like this, then every time I and when I did my hanacha, I haven't moved the dalal amos. So maybe it's a trick. You don't even violate the rabbanos. You flip things over. You know, roll things over like that, then keep them on the ground as you're rolling them, so therefore they don't violate. Amar Mar. Adam, again, we went back, let's try this quickly. Amar Mar. Amar Adam Oman al Iskupa. The person was standing on the Iskupa, which was like this threshold, right? No to me Balabayas, but no saying low, no to me Ani, but no saying low. You can take from the Balabayas, you can give to the Balabayas, you can take from the Ani, you can give to the Ani, because that's not considered its own rishus, I guess. You can take from one to the other. Hai iskupa mai. What is the iskupa? Ilay maskupa shusarabim. If you see the numbers ask. If this iskupa shusarabim, that can't be. Notu balabayas. Hamakri shusayachl shusarabim. How does he take from the balabayas? He's taking from the shusayachl into the shusarabim. So Eli iskupa shusayachl. So the iskupa must be shusayachl. But if the iskupa is shusayachl, then notu min ani. Hakamayal shusarabim shusayachl. How can you take from the ani standing outside? He's taking from the shusarabim and putting it into the shusayachl. Eli iskupa karmelis. The iskupa is a karmelis. Right, the Gemara says, "No tel v'notin lechatzila, so fisur mimi iso." So how can he be no tel lechatzila? It's still a karmelis. Us mi derabanan to take from Rishus Arabim to a karmelis, Rishus Yachid into a karmelis. Ella iskupa makom p'tor ba'amahu. The iskupa is a makom p'tor. It has no status. It's a makom p'tor. He go de les be arba al arba. It has less than 4x4. What? Oh, we mentioned it in the mission in the Tosefta, but we didn't explain it. He go de les be arba al arba. And when Rabdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Makom she'en bo arba al abar tvachim, something that does not have 4x4, Mutter livnei rishus hayachid, v'li livnei rishus harabim likatef alav. They're allowed to put down their wares on it, uvilvad shelo yachlifu. However, you can't put down your wares on that part, and then I'll pick it up and move it to the next rishus, because that smells bad. That looks like hotzah, but since it's a makom p'tor, I can take from my stuff and put it down and pick it up and be on my way. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good day.